Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Your enemies tell far more about you than do your friends. How so? Your enemies reveal what you really stand for. Your friends reveal who wants to be on your side. Enemies are for keeps, friends for the moment. A person can't be too careful in the choice of his enemies, but you can be sure that when you really stand for something, adversaries will be quick to surface. And how should we deal with enemies? Never keep faith with the enemy. That's the popular wisdom that has endured since the Garden of Eden. Yet Jesus broke with accepted practices, saying things that seem difficult if not impossible. He said, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. In the same spirit, Paul wrote, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head." Is it possible to do what Christ said we should do? Only if you are secure in knowing that you are God's child, and he is the one to whom you are ultimately accountable. Dietrich Bonhoeffer died a prisoner of the Gestapo in World War II. In the spring of 1943, he was arrested because he had helped a group of Jews escape to Switzerland. Then on April 9, 1945, he was hanged by the Nazi regime for his participation in the small Protestant resistance movement. Bonhoeffer had every right to hate his captors. Yet, in his book written in prison, A Testament to Freedom, he wrote, quote, "Christ made peace with all our enemies too on the cross. Let us bear witness to this peace to all." This meant he could hate the evil that put him in prison and took the lives of thousands of innocent people without hating those who perpetrated these evil deeds. During times of war and national disaster, it becomes very respectable, even fashionable, to wave the flag and to be patriots. And while there's nothing wrong with this, it is easy to mask your hatred in the guise of patriotism. Others may consider you to be their enemy, but unless you hate them, they can't be your enemy, and they cannot stop you from praying for them, from having pity for them, and from thinking of them as estranged members of the family. The enemy is not only someone who stands between you and God, whom you must circumvent. At times, it is our enemies who bring us to our knees in repentance and humility, knowing that with sin resident in our lives, we have no right to throw the first stone. Remember, it is the cross of Christ where we kneel, that we lose our identities as enemies and become reconciled as brothers, forgive, and are reunited. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, imprisoned in Siberia, came to a place where he considered taking his own life. He was standing at roll call when a prisoner in front of him leaned over and made a cross on the ground. And when he did, he said, "I cannot take my life. I must forgive." He forgave, and no matter how difficult it is, we too must forgive. That's what the cross is all about.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.